You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by both Jeff Vocolo, the founder and CEO of GPSA, and Australian Adam Waters, business development marketing manager. And by the way, GPSA is a consultancy placement service to help people find employment and make a great move to the great country of Australia to transform their lives. Jeff and Adam, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Really appreciate that introduction.
G'day, Eric. How you going, mate?
We're doing great. Great to have you both coming out of Australia. I believe it's about 8 a.m. this morning. Now, Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background as we get started.
Sure, sure. I actually started my own business in 1994 in central New Jersey. It was a family-owned electrical engineering and contracting firm. Started it with $12,000. Added my two brothers on as partners and my wife, and ran that pretty successfully for 15 years. It was we were the fifth largest electrical contractor in New Jersey, and then I actually sold it to a publicly held company in 2007, ran that for them for 3 years, and then, you know, with the deteriorating economy in the United States, was offered a position out in Australia and took it and have never looked back.
Now, please tell us how you came to Australia, Jeff, and what prompted you to start GPSA. I'm sure that's a very interesting story.
Yeah, it is. I actually came out here to Australia in 2010, and I have to tell you, Eric, I just absolutely fell in love with it. You know, the people out here are absolutely fantastic. These guys have the market on the weather, that's for sure, because it's just beautiful here, especially the east coast of Australia where I live. And and their economy is just doing great. It skated around the world global recession that, you know, we've all experienced, but Australia skated around it. So I've been out here for a couple years, and 6 months ago, I decided to start GPSA. I was lucky enough to bang into Adam, who wanted to start it with me and my wife, and. Yeah, it was just a great idea, and it is a great business now. It's offering Americans who are going through a horrible recession, skilled labor, people that are sitting around, and Australia now is in a need for the infrastructure build up. So, you know, it's just a perfect scenario. It's the supply and demand. You know, we have a lot of skilled labor sitting in the United States, and Australia needs that skilled labor.
That's very interesting. Now, Adam, what is so enticing for the listener to come to Australia? You need to sell me on that, too. I've never been there myself.
That's a great question, mate. You know, what most people think of Australia is the kind of stereotype of kangaroos, koalas, shrimp on the barbie, etc. But they might be surprised. There's a lot of variation in the environment in Australia. We have rainforest, you know, the Great Barrier Reef, snow fields, a big desert, but also, you know, a great climate, great weather, and pretty friendly people too, I think.
I would say so. I would agree with that. Now, Jeff, tell us about the highlights of Australia, the economy, the employment. I know you touched a little bit on that earlier, and also the lifestyle.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I always start out with the lifestyle because I grew up in New Jersey, you know, during the 60s and the 70s, and that's what Australia reminds me of. When I came here, it was like going back 30, 40 years. You know, it's a very family-orientated country like the United States used to be and how I grew up, and it's a slower pace. The tension's not there. The financial system and banking system is very conservative, like the United States used to be. So really, it was kind of going back in time for me. So the lifestyle I love, it's a very active lifestyle. I actually came over here, and I was, you know, pretty heavy. I actually ended up losing 40 pounds in 2 years. So it's a very active lifestyle. And it's just great as far as the economy goes. They skated around the recession. Australia was one of the lucky countries that never went into a recession. Their mining industry is absolutely booming. Their infrastructure industry is booming. The wages are very high. You know, a typical electrician in New Jersey, I think, makes about between 80 and 90,000. Over here, an electrician working in the mining sector can make 150,000. So it's an incredible place to live, and it's an incredible place to be. And I consider myself now a very lucky guy and a fortunate guy for making that decision to come over here.
Today we are joined by Jeff Vocullo, the founder and CEO of GPSA, and Australian Adam Waters, the business development marketing manager of the company. GPSA is a consultancy placement service to help people find employment and make a great move to the great country of Australia to transform lives here on Enterprise Radio. Jeff, tell us all about GPSA and what your company can do for the listener.
Well, what we do is, and how we started this company, and you know, I've ran not just that electrical engineering business in New Jersey, but I've also ran some other businesses through the years. And the one thing that we really strive ourselves for is that personal involvement in the client. Because to me, look, if you're going to make a move from the United States, you know, all the way to Australia, and you can't basically go any further except for the sheet of ice that's a little bit south of here that we joke about called Antarctica. You know, look, you want to make a logical, good decision. So what we do is we take the client. I do a personal interview with them. They give us their CV. They join a form that we have, and the website's www.gpa-america.com. And we just really get involved. I mean, we want to help them transform their lives to come over to Australia. You know, I see some of the people in the United States that are just sitting around just waiting for the economy to get better. And, you know, Eric, as you know, being an American, I think they're going to be waiting a very long time, and it just doesn't make sense when there's huge opportunities over here. But what we do is we get involved with them. We find them employment. We help them, you know, set up the relocation with the movers. And we guide them every step of the way coming from America into Australia. We help them get relocated. We can do other services for them to make sure that they're well taken care of. And, yeah, it's that personal touch, and that's what we like to do. And I think that's what makes us very successful.
So what do you foresee down the track in your view for the United States and, for that matter, for Australia?
Well, what I foresee, and this is, you know, I kind of joke because this is Jeff's view, but for the United States, I don't think it's going to get better anytime soon. I think they're going to try to keep the markets up and you know, the sugarcoating on it until after the election. But I think there's going to be at least another 2 or 3 years of hard times. And with Australia, the way that they've set themselves up, they have a carbon trading scheme now in the renewable energy sector. The mining industry is booming, and they do have an aging infrastructure, just like the United States does. But Australia is actually doing something about it. They have money set aside to go ahead and renew the infrastructure. They have a big broadband rollout that they're doing now in Australia. So I believe that Australia's economy is going to hold pretty well, and this is going to be the place to be in the next 10 years at least. And it was funny, President Obama came out here, and that was about 3 months ago, and said the same thing. You know, the monies will be made in the Asia Pacific within the next now for the next decade, and that's believable.
And Jeff, you know, let's face it, moving to Australia is a huge step. It's a big step. I mean, how do you comfort people with such a big decision? I mean, you're looking at time zone time differences from the United States to Australia is about, I don't know, 10, 12, 16 hours ahead. You're already Saturday. We're talking on a Friday on this end. Tell us about the big step, and again, how do you comfort the folks that are considering that big decision?
Well, I'll tell you, and it's kind of funny because my wife and I, you know, we laugh about it all the time because we came over here actually pretty blind. You know, we rented our house via internet. You know, we got on the internet, we seen this house, and you guys know Photoshop. You know, the house looked like a spectacular mansion. When we got over here, it was just horrible. So, you know, we made every mistake that you can possibly make in the book was us, and that's what we can do. And it's funny because I talk to a lot of expats over here, not just American, but, you know, from the UK and from, you know, different parts of the world. And it's one thing that the companies do not do is they do not educate the people moving into the country at all. So people come over here just like I did, blind, not knowing anything about how the country really works and runs. And, you know, I'll just give you just a quick example. We came over here and our house for a rental, in the United States, you get all the appliances when you rent an apartment or rent a condominium. When we came over here, there was no washer, dryer, refrigerator, microwave. I mean, we had absolutely nothing. So we didn't even expect to take, you know, that hit on purchasing our own appliances or renting appliances that you could do over here also. So that's where we really come in, and I think it's the knowledge of Adam being Australian, who really knows all the ins and outs, and I've learned quite a bit of them since I've been here, and then my knowledge of just making every mistake so our clients do not make those mistakes, and we make sure of that.
One question for Adam. What is your thought on Americans? I mean, what does the typical Australian think of when they have Americans visiting or those that even live within your country?
There is a kind of a mainstream view that we get through the media that's kind of drummed into us, especially in the kind of the political sphere. But when I've actually been to America 4 times and I've stayed there quite a bit. I've lived overseas for 8 years as well, and I had a great time in America. I'm very fortunate to meet a lot of Americans with a prior business that I ran, and had a great time over there. And I just see there is some reports online about, you know, different cities in America that are really struggling. And the thing with America is there's a lot of skilled workers over there because you have one of the best, you know, educational systems in the world. And those skills are very much needed out here in Australia. And because the cultures are kind of similar in many ways, and I think Jeff would back me up on this, the Americans that do come out to work in Australia seem to fit in really easily with the Australian lifestyle and culture.
Jeff, the American that's considering a move, one of the things they would be looking at would be the difference in the currency, the exchange rate between the U.S. dollar and, what do you call it, the Australian dollar, or what is the currency there?
No, exactly. It's the AUD, which is the Australian dollar. And, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, you know, proof to the pudding with how strong Australia's economy is. I mean, right now, trading, and believe me, I watch it pretty closely. Right now, the Australian dollar is trading $1.07 compared to the USD. So the Australian dollar is one of the strongest currencies right now in the world. So, yeah, that's proof. So you get a little bit more purchasing power with your money over here also, so it's another added benefit.
In conclusion, Jeff, in less than 60 seconds, what advice would you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a new business or to initiate a creation just like you did of their own out there by putting it on the map in the marketplace from your experience?
Well, you know what, the advice I could give is this. You know, you can never keep a true entrepreneur down because it's just in your blood. You know, most entrepreneurs, and I mean real entrepreneurs that I talk to and I consider myself one, is you eat, you sleep, and you breathe your business. I mean, that's what you do. You know, you get up in the morning thinking about it. You go to bed at night dreaming about it. And that's just the way it is. We're just that class of people, entrepreneurs. And, you know, it's funny. I ran my own business for 15 years, sold it, and now I'm running my own business again because you always kind of get back to that. So my advice is, look, if you're in the United States and your business is struggling, and I consider now, I thought of America was the land of entrepreneurs. I got to be honest with you. I've never met so many entrepreneurs in my life in Australia. This is truly the land of entrepreneurs. There is a business that you can, just about every type of business known to man is over here. And the opportunities here are just absolutely fantastic. So if you're an entrepreneur in the States and you're struggling, my advice is look, do yourself a favor, at least get on our website, check it out, start checking out Australia's economy, because you can probably take your business that's struggling, do that same template, flip it over here, and probably make an absolute fortune. And in the meantime, work for somebody until you're building that business up. So, you know, my advice to entrepreneurs is just keep on what you're doing, because, look, you can never keep us down. And, a business goes in cycles, as we all know. You know, when I'm in a deep valley, I know I'm just coming up now to start climbing that mountain again. So just keep on hitting it every day, and you will knock that ball out of the park.
Good stuff. They are both Jeff Vocolo, the founder and CEO of GPSA, and Adam Waters, the business development marketing manager of the company. Again, GPSA is a consultancy placement service to help people find employment and make a great move to the country of Australia to transform their lives. And the website is gpsa-america.com. Jeff and Adam, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks again, Aaron.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it, Mike.
You're welcome, and a good morning to you. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.